You just heard a piece from Lee Hutzelak's residency at the Lido. Be hearing more from Lee Hutzelak throughout today's 24 hours of radio art broadcast. Coming up now, we have a new piece from programmer Josh Gebert-Doan, 24 hours energy toning. This will be lasting the next hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on 24 hours of radio art. This is a sound diary that covers the 12 hours immediately before and 12 immediately after a healing session with Amala Johnson, a Toronto-based healer who conducts energy toning sessions over the phone. If you're interested in learning more about Amala Johnson's work, you can go to embodied-wisdom.net. That's www.embodied-wisdom.net. Without further ado, here's Josh Gebert-Doan's new piece. Please enjoy.
How did Hannah fall asleep that quick? I was gone for like 10 minutes. Good baby.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, how's it going? Not too bad. Pretty good. Yeah. So, so today we're going to do some toning, more toning. And, do you want to sort of set me up, frame it, where you want to go with it?
Work and stress stuff. And now I'm kind of back there.
Okay.
And I have this in terms of physically, and this happens to me many times, but it's kind of tension in my back, my legs.
Okay.
And my back. I'm sitting the whole time at the desk.
Okay.
That's happened to me before, and it's just very, very uncomfortable. I can't really sit properly, stand properly.
Okay.
It's very, very tense. And in terms of mentally, just been very stressed, but good stress in a lot of ways. I've liked it and been able to kind of just put all my focus towards work and stuff, which has been good. In a lot of ways, and I think I'm feeling I'm a little bit more in tune with things, which is kind of what I was talking about with you last time too.
Yeah.
But definitely back in work and in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going to ask you are you wanting the support with? What's the...
I guess the thing would be, continuing from last time, just, being able to be in touch with kind of, in my inner life without kind of just, pushing that away.
Yeah.
Through work and through, that kind of focus of professional focus or maybe ego would be another way of putting it.
Okay.
Somehow being able to be tuned in and be creative and be have sensuous experience is one thing I've been thinking about a lot this week. Being able to just really feel and experience without it kind of being dulled.
Yeah.
So I guess in terms of support, I guess what I was thinking about this week was being able to tune back into that and being able to not just let it sort of like this dullness wash over, but somehow, I guess this pain has really been bugging me, and it feels like it's totally part of it. It's just my body being just this is what you're doing now. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not that,
Okay, yeah. So, I'll be quiet for a little bit and look around, and I might have one or two more questions. And then I'll just probably go into toning from there. Okay, so let me look here. Sorry, can you remind me how old you are?
I'm 21.
21, okay. Somehow I imagined you a bit older, so okay. I guess I didn't know before. Okay, so The picture that I'm seeing is, well, first of all, I'm getting the sense that the tension in your legs and back have to do with trying to support yourself in the environment that you're in. So those areas are tensing up in an attempt to provide you with support. And I feel like what you're asking for is to have help being centered, from an inner place, and then learning how to interface with an outer reality that's not always gonna, that doesn't necessarily include seeing the inner. So just that interface there, and all. So what you're not wanting, what you're trying to move away from, is almost like this, the energy from the sort of the values and the energy from the outer world kind of moving in to close down the inner.
Yeah.
So you're saying, please center me in my inner world and then help me move out from there and navigate and interface with the outer world.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to go right in there and do some toning, and then I'll probably do a bit of talking after from what I pick up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to stop there, but I'm going to just tell you what I picked up and then give you a little bit of homework if you're into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so the first bit of stuff I was doing there was really strengthening your first two chakras, like your lowest two chakras. There was like, you know, it was less than last time, but there was still quite a bit of pain in your body. Like, I think that your environment is affecting you. It's, you know, part of the shutdown happens because you're accumulating pain from the environment. So that's just something to know, but we're going to help you stop taking that on. So I just did a lot of clearing just around the idea of like how, you know,
dogs outside too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were a couple that were just like playing with each other and like rolling down on the ground. It was so cute.
It's a good day for a dog, honestly.
Yeah.
You been waiting long? We decided to do this for me. The three buses passed this one.
Ah.
And this one didn't stop because he was late on his schedule.
She says at one point, if you want to just go back, she says something like, just something again, and I felt like I needed. Oh, historical societies.
I got lost there when I first heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, to me, it's like a new piece of information right before we get out of that scene where it's like, what? She's, like, hired by historical society.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How is that attached to ghost hunting?
Yeah.
And I'm still thinking about what that means, and then we're into the
scene. So just non-KVP.
And then until, like, there was a point when I came up to
And then, is there any way to keep in the historical society right before Camp Alexandria, though? I don't think so. Does she say? It's just so long-winded a lot of times.
Why do you want to keep in the historical society?
I felt like it was a cool one.
Yeah, and it's like hard edited.
So I see, yeah, so I see three sections, three lines that she says, basically, that can be just taken together, just put somewhere else in the story, and just pick out this entire, like, between, because that's between two bridges.
Yeah.
Like, that was really, there's nothing much going on.
Yeah, like, that's just something that...
I can clip one more time and see if there's a way I can just like...
Some of this tape is good for, again, propelling the narrative, like what they do, and providing a bit of context. So...
Mommy, are you? 70s, this area was rejuvenated and then brought to two rivers. And then the other thing is because I know that I won't be able to walk here. Oh. Or if I do, I'll have to do the same.
Albatross dead, flying behind them.
You can only imagine what you're
saying. Why did you do that? Exactly. This is where the moral turmoil comes in. The sun now rose upon the right, out of the sea came he, still hid in mist, and on the left went down into the sea. And the good south wind still blew behind, but no sweet bird did follow, nor any day for food or prey came to the mariner's hollow. And I had done a hellish thing, and it wouldn't work anymore. For all averred, I had killed the bird that made the breeze to blow. A wretch said they, the bird to slay, that made the breeze to blow, nor dim nor red, like God's own head, the glorious sun that upraced. Then all of year I had killed the bird that brought the fog and mist. 'Twas right, they said, such birds to slay that bring the fog and mist. This is my favorite line. The fair breeze blew, the white foam flew, the furrow followed free. We were the first that ever burst into that silence.
That is a good stanza. Holy
right?
Shit.
Wait,
that's
a good
stanza. Yeah.
Can I
hear
it?
I remember, I read it, do you know Michael McCorgan? Is it Michael McCorgan? He's a children's author, and he wrote this, like, really interesting book that takes place in two parts about a child who is an orphan in England, and he was separated from his sister, and then sent to live on a farm in Australia, and kind of about, like, how he developed a life for himself, like, after sort of being, like, a slave for a farm owner. And then the second part has to do with his daughter, like, right after he dies, sailing around the world.
Yeah.
And then he had given her this book of poetry. And then there was only one line, which is coming, one stanza, which is coming. And then I remember reading it and just thinking, it's such an amazing stanza. Then I looked up the poem, and I have it, like, because it's so many pages, and then I printed it out and wasted so much paper. When I was a kid, I had, like, a stack of it. But we're gonna continue.
Okay.
Down dropped the breeze, the sails dropped down, 'twas sad as sad could be, and we did speak only to break the silence of the sea. All in a hot and copper sky, the bloody sun and moon, right up above the mast did stand, no bigger than the moon. Day after day, day after day, we stuck, nor breath nor motion, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. Also this thing. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. The very deep did rock, O Christ, that ever this should be. These slimy things did crawl with legs upon the slimy sea. About, in reels and bright, the death fires danced at night. The water, like witches' oils, burnt green and blue and white. And some in dreams assured were of the spirit that plagued us so. 9 fathom deep he had followed us from the land of mist and snow. And every tongue through utter drought was withered as the root. We could not speak, no more than if we had choked on soot. Ah, well a day, what evil looks had I from the
That's weird that I would keep it up.
Like a one-shot. Good now, I'm here. Well, the risk is if she goes any further, a kidney failure. She's burning up.
If my body tells me, yes.
But you can't survive on it.
No, that's not true because I've done it for a long period of time. And the last time, look, 6,000 people have done this around the world without any problem, Richard.
Look, even to a layman like me, at the end of 4 days, I can see your body's collapsing. We need to get
coming.
Reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Wednesday, January 25th, get involved with UBC Suicide Awareness Day. Find out what you can do to help prevent suicide and to combat the stigma surrounding it. Spread the word and show the world that no one is ever alone by wearing orange to raise awareness. For more information about suicide awareness or for help if you or someone you know is considering suicide, visit thrive.ubc.ca.
Feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.